Hello, the 2nd of November 2012, and time for me to do another audio-mo for the month of November. And my topic is broadband, and if you haven't heard any of the previous recordings, there's an issue with broadband where I live, and I think there's an issue with broadband in other parts of Ireland as well. And the response I've always had from my provider has been, I think, inadequate and lacking. So this has set me on a course to find out more about the plans for broadband in Ireland. Now, I think this is important. I think broadband is vital, and I think Ireland runs the risk, or certainly my part of Ireland runs the risk, of being pushed back to the dark ages. We actually run the risk of being left behind, and not a little bit left behind, hugely left behind, while the rest of the world tears off into the distance and becomes but a dusty speck on the horizon, we're going to be left wallowing in really slow, inadequate, I'd almost say pathetic, broadband. And why is this important? Well, for the next couple of audio boos, in fact, I've made a list, and we may even get as many as 9 audio boos out of this audio moments, audio mo's out of this. I'm going to look at why it's important that we get proper broadband. So I'm going to start with looking at what's happened recently, things that have recently happened with the large companies like Google and Apple. So Google launched Google Plus, which, depending on who you talk to, has been either a huge success or a huge failure. It actually depends, I think, on the industry you're talking to, because I know among photographers, and I'm a photographer myself, it is very, very popular. And one of the killer features, the absolute killer features of Google Plus, and when it was launched, I thought it was going to be a game changer as well, is the ability to have Hangouts. Now, Hangouts are video conferencing, basically. And you can have any number of people follow a video conference, and about, I think it's 9 people participate in it. And, of course, that's great. That's wonderful. In fact, it's absolutely fabulous. And the video, you can have a video made of this, recorded and posted to YouTube. So there are endless opportunities here. I can see educational uses for this. I can see business uses for this. It's actually a very, very exciting tool. Except the Google Hangouts that I've participated on, I've actually been one of the lesser partners, because whereas everybody else's video is crisp and clear and you can see them clearly, I appear pretty much, if I appear at all, I appear as a smear. I'm something from an abstract painting is how I appear in these videos, and how I render, and how other people render on my computer. And that's, of course, because the broadband is just not up to snuff. It can't handle this new technology. And this new technology is, by the way, is only going to improve. It's only going to become more and more sophisticated and more impressive, which means it's going to place more and more demands on the internet service, the internet connection that you have. Similarly, something that has sort of made me wonder, Apple have recently been introducing very high resolution screens on their computers, and of course that's a trend that's going to continue. I was recently reading that other manufacturers, and I can't quite remember who they are actually putting higher resolution screens on their devices, or that they're coming down the track. Now, anybody who's seen a Retina screen will be blown away by the absolute, the quality, the resolution, the way an image appears. But of course, that does have ramifications. That has an impact on what is going to happen with websites, for instance. Because suddenly, if you've been uploading photographs to your website and they've been a certain size and they've looked great on traditional screens that have a resolution of around 72 pixels per inch, well, on a high-resolution screen, those photographs are going to suddenly appear much, much smaller. So what are we going to have to do? Well, a lot of us are going to start uploading higher resolution photographs. What's going to happen, I think, is that websites are going to become data heavier, because if they want to resolve nicely on high resolution screens, which in a couple of years' time will be the norm, then we're going to have to post larger pictures online, which means that's going to put more demands on the internet connection again. So all these great new technologies that are being introduced actually have an impact on your internet connection and how well it's going to start functioning. And if, like me, you already have an inadequate internet connection to participate in the world as it is today, well, goodness me, in a couple of years' time, it's going to be as good as not having internet at all if nothing happens. This is my worry, anyway. And let me tell you the irony. The irony is that while Google are introducing these fantastic new technologies, while Apple are introducing these fantastic new technologies into the world, where are their European headquarters? That's right, in Ireland. See you tomorrow.